Fear not, it's Christmas. Could you imagine 400 years of silence? Not a preacher to preach, not a voice to declare. The silence of God for 400 years. I can't even imagine it. I mean, it was just a darkening moment. Then all of a sudden, he appears. And whenever he appears, it scares everybody. When he came to Mary and told Mary what the plan was, man, and Mary said, how can that happen? He said, just fear not, man. Just fear not. Just trust me. Mary, it's a choice. Now, I want you to understand this. Mary was a little girl just like our little girls. There was no special anointing on Mary and Joseph. They were people of faith after 400 years of silence. Now, think about that. So there where they were, and God appeared. They're frightening. Every time God came, it just was frightening. Joseph? What's Joseph going to do? Fear not. So now we're going to look at the shepherds in the fields, and all of a sudden, this beautiful sound, and everything come out, and the Holy Spirit was moving. It always was fear not. So things worked in a very special way. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 8, now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said, do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Can you imagine an angel speaking out in the field? Shepherds were the lowly ones. They didn't ever have any big breaks in their life at all. And right there in the midst of that field, an angel spoke. I got to say this, when I come in tonight, I walked in that door and Shirley was sitting over in the corner in that light, in that white outfit, that beautiful hair. I thought it was almost an angel over there. I said, wow, the angel's here tonight. Fear not. But the angel spoke. Fear not. Now, let me share this with you. It's real easy to say, but it's hard not to be afraid when you have been shocked. For see, up to this time, I want to rehearse this for you. Up this time, every time the supernatural appearance of God came, it brought fear. It was a fearful event. When God sent his children free in Egypt, when they've been incarcerated for that whole time and made slaves, when God came and spoke and the death angel came, all of the cries of Egypt, they lost their firstborn. Whenever God showed himself in the Old Testament, it was a fearful event every time. Every time he came, there was a pain, there was a suffering that came about it. The night of tragedy when the death angel come. When Moses received the commandments, God instructed them, stay back from the mountain, you'll be a stone. Be careful, it's holy ground. See, every time God appeared in the scriptures, it was a fearful event. Remember that. Man, Mrs. Lot turned to a pillar of salt in Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was wiped off the earth. Remember, when God came, it was always a fearful event. Adam in the garden, once he sinned, he was afraid of God. He was hiding from God. And so, consistently, sin was a way of making us cowards and frightened and running from him. Noah, when he built the ark and the floods came, fearful event. Annihilated and wiped out the world. See, whenever God came, see, God in the Old Testament was a law keeper. And in a law keeper, he ruled with law. Nothing but law and only law. And when you broke the law, you stood in front of a loving, fervent God that paid the penalty for their sins. Now, all of a sudden, Christmas comes. And now the word is fear not. It's different now. Grace is in the way. Grace holds us. A Savior is going to be born to deliver us from our sins. And the law keeper now can come because of his son's sacrifice and love us. And we never have to be afraid of God today. Amen. You know why? It's Christmas. It changed everything. It brought love and peace to a dark world. Oh, it was sin. Sin was rampant. It was everywhere. But boy, because of this Jesus who come, the law keeper was now free because his son was going to pay for our sins. See, God is so holy, he cannot look at sin. He cannot put up a sin. He cannot deal with sin. He was a law keeper. He wiped out sin in the old covenant. I read you today in Achan, when Joshua took him in there and Achan took and he coveted the gold and the silver and hid it in his tent. And what happened to Achan? The Bible says they stoned him and he died for stealing, for coveting that gold and silver. See, when God moved in that era, it was a fearful event. You just don't want to meet a law keeper when the God of this world demanded us to keep the law. I want to share this with you. In the old covenant, remember this, they contracted with God. God says, if you keep this law, if you honor these top 10, I'm going to bless you as the stars in the sky and the sand in the sea. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to be all that you got to be. And they signed the contract. We'll do that. Reverend Moses brought them to that time where they just said, yes. So this law keeper made a covenant with the people, and you break the law, you died on the spot. We must understand that. We don't really understand grace till you see that side of the story. We think God was always this Godfather in heaven that just came around and just took care of everybody. Or read your Old Testament. It was a bloody story. It was a frightful story. You did not break the law because the law keeper is God himself. And now Christmas brings, fear not, Joseph, I got your back. It's okay. I know she's pregnant, but it ain't what you know. You got to believe me. This is a virgin birth. Now, I just want to be practical here. Guys, that'd be a hard story to believe, wouldn't it? That'd be a tough one to suck up. What do you mean? Yes, fear not, I got this. And you know what Joseph said? Okay, by faith. He feared not. Mary, how in the world can I become pregnant? How can I face the world? My husband can have me killed for that. That was under the law. They died for that. But Mary said, angel came, fear not. And guess what? The fear went away. It's the most often two words put together in our New Testament, fear not. When you're in a frightening situation and you're really afraid, maybe you're in a storm and somebody just comes to you and says, man, we're going to be okay. Let's just fear not. Man, those are great words to hear. Those are relaxing words in a storm. And so Jesus is now coming for us. He approached us. And because he was going to pay for our sin, he knew that like lightning fall from heaven, God penalized sin. But he knew because of his love and his grace and his sacrifice, God could love us through our sins. It was a new time. It's Christmas. It changed everything about how God deals with us. Aren't we glad we're not under the law? Say yes. You can even say amen in the Baptist church, okay? It's a wonderful thing. But remember, God is his love. But he gave his son to pay for my sins. When God moves, is fear not. Now let's learn some things about that today. There is a healthy fear. In Proverbs tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So fear is still a part of our lives, but that fear is a fear of respect. That's a fear. That's a respect of deity in our lives. When we respect God, like a son fears his dad through the love of God. It's like when the creator fears the creator, the creature of our lives, the subject to the king. The fear brings reverent and respect. So there is an awesome respect for God. There's a fear of respect because he is God. Can you imagine the day when you see him in heaven? Can you imagine that moment to look at God? with all the respect and the deity that he comes and all the privileges he's given us to come to his land and to come in this era of our life. Godly fear is not the fear that has torment. Our Savior cast out the torment. He paid for our sins. We can now come to God with a healthy respect, with a healthy fear. And there is a healthy fear. And fear has to be seen as a healthy time of our lives. When I'm driving down the road way too fast and I become afraid, slow down. Respect it. Respect what can happen to your life. There is a healthy fear. But there still is a fear in this world that Satan imposes upon his believers, God's children. When Satan produces fear, Satan would love for all of us to have a fear of God and manipulate us to control us through fear. Satan has a way of reminding us how awesome God is and how little we are. He already reminds us that we are nothing and God is everything. And he creates this fear that drives us away from him when God's love and fear drives us to him when it's healthy. Satan has a way of belittling the children of God with fear to control us and destroy the work of God in our lives. That's a very unhealthy fear. So Satan is out to do all that he can, all of his power, to make us weak and to whisper in our ears, "You're just a sinner. Surely God can't love you like that. He is so good and bad, so good and you're so bad." He has a way of belittling us. He torments us. He always is spreading the junk around in our lives to take that wonderful fear of respect of God and turn it around to destroy our relationship between us and God. The unhealthy fear that he imposes upon us. Satan reminds us how wise God is and how foolish we are. He just knows how to work in our lives, doesn't he? He knows how to take that fear and drive us away from God. Drive us from the freedom of Christ. Let me tell you something. Faith is radical. It was radical when Mary said yes. It was radical when Joseph said yes. It was radical here when those shepherds hear "Fear not," and the angels sung. It takes radical faith. Those shepherds could still be running. They could have run till they died. But because of "Fear not," they stayed there and enjoyed the choir of heaven singing. See, it takes faith to believe that we are more than Satan says. We are better than he always accuses us and puts us down and destroys the love of Christ in our lives. We are guilty sinners. Fear not, it's Christmas. We have a Savior. Isn't that wonderful? We have a Savior. That's what this is all about. It's Christmas. How can we let fear destroy all that God's doing in our lives? In verse 11, "For there is born to you this day, City of David, a Savior." He's Christ the Lord. This day, a little baby's going to be born over there. And it's just not a regular baby. It's Emmanuel, God with us. It's Emmanuel, God with us. It's Emmanuel, God in us, for those who receive it. We're just sinners. "For this is born to you this day, the City of David, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you that you will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying. Now, I just want your imagination to turn loose. When the angels and the heavenly hosts begin to praise God, what would that sound like? All those angels sitting up there in heaven on their tiptoes. Looking down, praising God, the heavenly host, the choir, the majesty of the praise of God's song, and they're singing to the shepherds. What a day. It's Christmas. What a moment. It's God with us. And suddenly, the host praising God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We don't fear God no more. The law keeper has had a sacrifice made to deal with us, to love us, and help us. And so when Satan comes to accuse us, God changes everything. But it does require faith. It does require faith. It required in every Christmas story, everything that happened in our Bible, those men and women are men and women like us. And the only way they can pull that off is faith in the God who was a law keeper, who is now a grace giver. And he sent his son to pay for our sins. What a savior. How could I be afraid? How could I be in a corner locked down when there's a God that's bigger than big and more loving than ever? Thank God it's Christmas. It changes everything. It changes my life. It changes your life. And when the accuser comes to accuse us, remember what he did in the garden? He messed that place up, telling lies to those two wonderful people that they're living in a sinless world, in a perfect world, who walked with God every day. He just brought a little doubt and a little lie to them, and they fell. I'm not going to buy that lie. I'm not going to go there. I got a Savior. It's Christmas. I want to live in a healthy fear and a love and respect for God. The law keeper has been paid for, and the grace is in our way. Let me pray for us. Father, as we come to your house tonight, as we hear the melody of heaven sung so wonderfully, as we hear the scriptures quoted and read to our lives and to our hearts, thank you for Christmas. It changes everything. And Father, may it never stop changing us, to be people of faith. And Father, to be bold, to walk with our heads up as Satan accuses us and the world looks down upon us. We have a Savior. He brings joy and goodwill and peace. And may the heavenly choir sing, and may the grace be bestowed. And thank you for Christmas. Amen.